The wonderful Susie Q on the Dale Wiley Show. Also on YouTube. Now, we're rad. I'm right. Susie Q. How are you, Susie Q?
I'm great. How are you doing, Dale?
I'm doing wonderfully. We have a great conversation. We had fun talking already. And yeah. So I want to ask you first, what got you into music?
You know, it was one of those things I kind of always did. I was a singer when I was a little kid, you know, I was always into singing along with radio jingles and Whitney Houston songs on the radio and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, look, we have a comment from Laura Ritter. Look at it.
Look, hi.
Look at it. How nice. Hi. How cool
Happy
is that?
St. Patrick's Day, Lori.
That's awesome. Yes. So anyway, I interrupted.
Yes. No, you're fine. I picked up sax in like grade school band in fourth grade and did that poorly for a few years. And then picked up guitar. I kind of stole my brother's guitar and never gave it back.
Right. Well, tell me the title of that first song you wrote.
Yes. So the first, as soon as I picked up guitar when I was 12, I started writing songs and they, you know, they weren't great, but you know, you got to start somewhere. And the first song I ever wrote was called Bitch Fest 97.
All right,
and it was in 1997, of course. Uh-huh. So it was, you know, all downhill
very
from there.
Timely, clearly. I also brought up the fact that I wrote an early song for Bunny Grunt called "Roller Derby Over Earthen Ways." So that's my like gift to the St. Louis music scene.
I love it so much. I love Bunny Grunt. They're so great.
Right, exactly. So anyway, tell me then. Tell me about your trip into St. Louis, because you told me about Arnold, and then, like, how did you get here?
Yeah, so, I mean, I had divorced parents, so one was in South County, one was in Arnold, so I was kind of back and forth over the county line there.
Right.
And went to high school in South County, and I would play at my school. They would have what they called coffee shops, and it was sort of like an open mic that you would have at a coffee shop, but it was in the drama room at our school. So I started kind of playing there in front of people, playing my own stuff. And then did the same at Webster University. They had an open mic once a month.
Okay.
And actually I met one of my favorite St. Louis bands, Ilphonics, there.
Oh yes.
I love those boys. So they were like a brand new band. They were playing the open mics with me at Webster. So love those guys. Yeah. I got to see them early. I'm like the hipster of Ilphonics. And right. So I knew them before they were cool. So I kind of waited though, as far as gigs went, I kind of waited till I was 21. Cause, I'm very tiny and I looked like 12 up until I was like 30. So, so there was no like sneaking into bars before I was 21. I was like, that's not gonna work. So I kind of waited till I was 21 and then sought out open mics. And I was really into like, female singer songwriters like Tori Amos, Liz Phair, Ani DeFranco was a big one for me.
Sure.
Fiona Apple, of course. And I learned a lot of Ani DeFranco tunes in college because they're just fun. So I was seeking an open mic to play and I was like, you know, where would be a good fit for me? That I could, go play some Ani DeFranco covers and maybe slip a couple of my own songs. And Novak's, RIP, Novak's the lesbian bar down in the Grove, they had an open mic. And I was like, oh, lesbian bar, perfect place to play some Ani DeFranco tunes.
So
I started going there when I was 21 and I met Celia, who I absolutely adore, and Summer Osborne, who is an amazing singer-songwriter from around here. So 15 years later, made friends I still know and love today, and that's sort of what eased me into playing in, you know, bars and gigs and all that stuff. Right. So, yeah.
That's fun. And so now let's see, this one says, hi, long time. Don't know who that was, so... So now you're going to play some music for us. You got five songs for us. Is that right?
Five whole songs.
Okay. Now, first of all, tell me about your musical commissioning. How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. That was so fun. So when brief backstory, when COVID started about a year ago, I sort of put out a call on Facebook and I was like, you know, if anybody wants to commission me for a song, hit me up. Right. I'll do it for cheap. I'm a cheap date. And I got all kinds of, crazy stuff, crazy in a fun way. Right. So I got to do, a theme song for my friend's ASMR YouTube channel.
I love that.
That's so, it was really fun.
Like, what does that sound like? Play us a little bit of that one.
Like I did it all electronic stuff, like in GarageBand. So like, I can send you the link if you want to put it up sometime, but, it's like probably the chillest song I've ever, right. Like there's no words, you know, it's very like
very quiet,
ambient sound. Right. I did the Chicken Shack show on KDHX. I did a theme song for them. Thank you, Tony C, for asking me to do that. That was super cool. So that's kind of a bluesy one. I did a country song about my friend's cat who they found on Cherokee Street. Just all over the place. A couple songs for my friend's kids. I did a song for a preschool class about how to say hello to your friends.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah, it was really fun. So yeah, I mean, all over the place. All over the place.
Full-time job. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so now play us some music. Play us those five songs. Back with Suzy Q in just a minute. DaleWiseShow.com, also on YouTube.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Ozark Jubilee.
There you go.
The Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.
Live song is from Suzy Q. Dale Wiley Show, also on YouTube.
All right. Let's see. Oh, gosh. What do I want to start you with? Well, all right. Okay. I'm going to start you with one of my newer ones, newish. It's the one I did actually, I think Lori posted it. We did a Tiny Desk concert. So sometimes I have a band, sometimes I don't, I'm solo sometimes. But myself with my backup band, we did this song for our Tiny Desk concert submission last year, right before shutdown. Got it done right in time. So this is called Subpar Boyfriend.
I'm big on second chances, so call me a sucker, but I wish you'd apologize, you stupid motherfucker. Suck up your pride, put your anger aside, so we can start over again. I was crushed when you left. Something like lowest. I was on the brink of death. Wouldn't you know it? My eyes finally dried. I wasn't empty inside. I started to get better again. You were a subpar boyfriend, a real shitty guy friend. You're selfish and drunk, and nothing was changing. You screamed and you lied while I tried and I tried. But I still kind of love you, I don't know why. Scared when I see you, to see your reaction. Will it be disgust or smug satisfaction? Will you smile and talk across your arms and just fall? I'm putting off answer in the land. You were a subpar boyfriend, a real shitty guy friend. You're selfish and drunk, and nothing was changing. You screamed and you vied, well, I tried and I tried. But I still kind of love you, I don't know why. Now that you're gone, I'm feeling strong, but I can't move on from you. You were so our boyfriend, real shitty guy friend. You're selfish and drunk, and nothing was changing. You screamed and you vied, well, I tried and I tried. I still kind of love you, I don't know why. You were a subpar boyfriend, a real shitty guy friend. You're selfish and drunk, and nothing was changing. Well, you screamed and you lied, while I tried and I tried. I still kind of love you, I don't know why. I still kind of love you, I don't know why. Still kind of love you, but I don't know why.
Yeah. So that's the first one. Hang on one second. I gotta hydrate.
That was great. Loved it.
Thank you.
I'll jump back under for a second and then let you go again.
Yeah.
All right. Remove me. There we go. Thought I was removing me.
Go away. No, I'm just kidding. let's see. Okay. I know. I'll do a little more upbeat one this time. We'll alternate between sad and bitchy. Well, that one was kind of sad and bitchy, but this one's just bitchy. This is an old song of mine. An oldie but a goodie, I think. But this one is called Karma's a Bitch and So Am I.
Pretty clever, well, I really doubt you are. You're trying to be real sneaky, oh, but I ain't got you too far. Oh, I got some news that you ain't gonna like. It's that karma is a bitch, oh, but guess what? So am I. So am I. I don't know you cheated, well, I ain't a fool. I got her so drunk, she confessed and kicked her off her stool. Oh, someone should mention before the next black eye. Yeah, well, karma is a bitch.
Part usually where my trombone player does a real bitchin' solo, but you just have to imagine it for now.
be a problem now if you show some respect. But all of your good dreams so far have been nothing but rain checks. Oh, if you learn one thing, just one lesson before you die, it's that karma is a bitch. Oh, guess what? So am I. Yeah, well, karma is a bitch. Oh, but baby, so am I. Like that. All right. Oh, let's see. Sorry, we're going back to sad. Sad and slow again. This one is off the last album I put out in 2019. The album is called The Bridges. The Bridges Were Already Burning? Is that what it's called? I should know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that, but I want to hear it, definitely.
All right, good. But the song is called Better Off. That one I know for sure. Hold on. I haven't, like, talked or sung this much in a really long time because, you know, COVID. So I'm out of practice of talking this much. Turns out my cat's not a very good listener, so that's what it is. But anyway, all right, here we go. Sometimes compromise is cold, nobody wins. I can't win for losing, so I'm giving up on this. So I've got nothing left, so I can't even try. I don't have no reason to give, if you ask why. Ask why. Yeah, I reason to give you ask why. Cause I'm better off alone. You probably are too. Compromise is cold, but nobody wins.
Yeah. Still awake, Dale?
I'll jump back on and say I'm here. I'm still loving it.
Okay, good. I was right. Like, Dale laughed. He's like, fuck this.
Nope, nope. I'm always here listening. I love it.
Good. All right. Well, I'm going to do one I like to do in bars because it's about, well, it's sort of about drinking. It's really about after drinking. This song is, it's called Yesterday's Makeup, and it's, well, you'll see. See what it's about. It'll all make sense in the end.
I feel like shit. I drank too much. I tossed and turned. Didn't sleep enough. Now I'm at work. Yesterday's makeup. Cause I just don't give a fuck. There's lipstick stain in the pillow. There's eyeliner smudged on the sheets. I smell like cigarettes and whiskey. There's Dorito crumbs by my feet. How white, gross. I feel like shit. I drank too much. I tossed and turned. Didn't sleep enough. Now I'm at work. Yesterday's makeup. Cause I just don't give a fuck. I didn't have time for a shower. Can't remember if I brushed my teeth. Gross! I hit snooze for close to an hour. And it's coffee for breakfast for me. Real good for ya. I feel like shit. I drank too much. I tossed and turned. Didn't sleep enough. Now I'm at work. Yesterday's makeup. Cause I just don't give a fuck. It's gonna be a long day. To stay the fuck out of my way. I feel like shit. I drank too much. I tossed and turned. Didn't sleep enough. Now I'm at work. Yesterday's makeup, cause I just don't give a fuck. Now I'm at work. Yesterday's makeup.
Oh, please go away. I feel so shitty.
Cause I just don't give a fuck.
So yeah, that's the fun, not bitchy one. All right, last song. Oh my gosh, we made it.
We're gonna make it after all.
Okay, so this one, it's one I often start my shows with, so it's weird that I'm ending on this one. I'm all twisted around. But this one is on an EP I put out in, I believe, 2017. And the EP is called So It Goes, because there's a long backstory behind it, but also I'm a Vonnegut nerd. So that is what it is, I guess. But this is called Going Down.
You change like the ocean. The tide is coming in. I am a ship too far out to sea, to see the danger I'm in. It's peaceful out on the beach, but I have been ravaged by storms. Why did I trust the ocean to leave me intact to mourn?
The Musical Map of Missouri coming up soon. DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube.